This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Gradient live on Discord. We got Josh.
Hey!
Sandwiched between a couple of big weekends, we got the results from Saturday night's main event to talk about. We got Clash in Italy coming up next weekend, as well as the big AAA event, which I think is getting split over a couple of weeks, but that big Americano versus Americano match coming up this weekend as well. Let's start off Saturday night's main event. I think a lot of that flows into Italy pretty well. So let's start with the six-woman tag. It was Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, three of the best on one side, Jade Cargill, Meechan, and B-Fab on the other side. I promised to never bet against Rhea Ripley, and I should have for once.
Yeah, it makes sense that they would put the Jade over in this match to make her seem like more of a threat for the rematch on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the... From what I was seeing, like, all over the internet, I'm seeing a lot of praise coming out for the Meechans and the B-Fabs of the world, which is, it's cool to see people remember that, you know, Meechan is a top wrestler in terms of what she can do, especially with, you know, Mia Yim and all of her previous stuff. So this match was pretty good. Obviously, the other side, Ripley Flair Bliss, was always going to be good. It was, as you say, just to set up that match in Italy, which we can just flow into as you want to talk about. But they did continue to have friction between Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. There was an amazing photo from backstage where Alexa Bliss had made them both get into their get-along shirt together. I feel like that's the main story, which doesn't give me a lot of hope for Jade Cargill come Italy.
Yeah, the second that Rhea Ripley won the title, you can pretty much stamp it that she will be defending it at SummerSlam, especially since the fact that there's not going to be a briefcase around to catch it, to prevent it, because the briefcase doesn't come into play until September.
Yeah, and I think... obviously fully booked in, Rhea Ripley, Jade Cargill rematch in Italy. I would have given Jade a little bit of a chance. I think, though, the teasing of the Charlotte Flair feud, the winning here at Saturday night's main event, does feel like it is all a big setup for Jade to be on the losing end, and, as you say, Rhea Ripley carry the title potentially all the way through to SummerSlam.
We're at, I think, 15 happens. In multiple ways, I think, but yeah, I think we're building to Charlotte versus Rhea at SummerSlam, and in that case, who do you bet on? Because you can't bet against either one of them.
You just choose not to bet because you're gonna be wrong regardless. Yeah, it's It is interesting. Obviously, we got on Raw the announcement of the King and Queen of the Ring tournaments as well, potentially playing into that, assuming that they still end with their SummerSlam title match. Could be potential path for Charlotte Flair, go through Queen of the Ring, get the shot at Rhea, if they don't want to, you know, fully turn her or turn anybody in the feud. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out, but I am already doing that thing where you look past the current challenger because you're just assuming that they're going to lose. And then the second match from Saturday night's main event, Sol Ruka, Becky Lynch, you were correct. The graphics were wrong. It was a non-title match. Pretty short. It was a disqualification fest. But we do get the rematch at Clash in Italy.
Putting on a booking hat. This isn't what I think will happen, but this is what I would do. I would have I would have Jessica be the referee for the match in Italy. I would have a spot very similar to back in the day when wrestlers would push around the referees a little too much, and they would finally push them off and stuff, and like point to their WWE logo and stuff, and it'd be just enough of a distraction for Becky to get caught in a soul snatcher. And Soul wins the match, thus getting the title, getting Becky away from the title, and starting a storyline where Becky starts trying to get Jessica into the ring. I'm pretty sure you said that she's wrestling under like a mask in Evolve or something.
Yep, that is correct.
I would say have Mask Jessica come out, defend Jessica's honor, beat Becky, and then you have a 3 months of television after SummerSlam, because I would do the match at SummerSlam, of her trying to prove that wrestler is Jessica Carr, and all the zany conspiracy theories that she could come up with on it. You basically, that's what they did with Vince McMahon and Mr. America when Hogan was under that hood. And I would have like a segment just with her like putting all these red lines and stuff, like trying to prove that it is who it is. I think it would make great television for 6 months. That said, yeah, I think probably Becky wins because Becky Hogan.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm with you. You know, I think that it with Sol's disqualification win here and Becky trying to dodge her, basically, it does lead up pretty nicely. It does wrap the story. If Sol Ruka was to pick up the championship, is it too soon? I guess we'll find out. There really is those two paths. Either Sol's winning the title and Becky's continuing her feud with Jessica Carr, which I'm interested in. I want to see it, even if it is just a one-off. I still want to see where they go with it. I want to see Jessica in the ring and Sol Ruka as champion. I'm not going to hate either. And so this one does come down to heart and head, I guess, as you say, when one of them makes a whole lot more sense and one of them sounds like a really cool idea, and I'm going to go with the really cool idea. So Sol Ruka championship and Becky go feud with Carr, because I want to see it. Intercontinental Championship was also on the line on Saturday night's main event. Penta was going up against Ethan Page. We thought it could have gone either way. It is Penta who comes out with the win.
Turns out he was not cursed by the being on the poster of the event. great match. Penta's having an amazing Intercontinental title run. I have no idea how much longer it's running, but it's been amazing. I think it is a case that it's just too soon for Ethan Page to be champion. But can I say that Pitta is making himself a massive star to the point where it's almost like you can't team him with his brother, because it would seem like a demotion.
Yeah, they have just been on different levels when it's come to their presentation and where they've taken off to.
And I think it's also part of it. It's just Penta's personality. I don't know much about Rey Fénix side of WWE, but he hasn't had quite the connection with the crowd the way Penta did immediately. Of course, it also helped with the fact that he got to debut, 3 months earlier? Because AEW was being petty.
Timing is everything, right? And sometimes it's the exact right moment. And I think Penta was one of those. He came in hot. He built up WrestleMania, banged out title matches, involved in the correct feuds, correct timings, and is a megastar.
I would make a serious pitch to make Penta the King of the Ring. I know you want somebody else, and it makes more sense for that, but I would make Penta the king of the ring. I would let Penta compete against one of the world champions.
I'm not complaining.
Of course, they would have to lose the Intercontinental title prior, unless you want to do champion versus champion and vacate the championship that's not that is the Intercontinental title after the match.
Yeah, well, I think the Intercontinental title scene is still so hot, right? We did get the one-on-one with Penta and Ethan Page, and we did wonder, you know, were we going to get a fatal four-way? Now we look at it, Penta took on Javon Evans in a title match on Raw, so he got his one-on-one with Javon. Then you go later on in the card, it was Rey Mysterio versus Rusev for the number one contendership. Rey Mysterio is his next challenger. But then after the match, Ethan Page comes out to continue the attack and sort of feud in the scene. Dragon Lee comes out to save him. Now we're looking at like a six-person sort of scene around the Intercontinental with Penta, Javon, Ethan, Rusev, Rey, and Dragon Lee all hovering around that Intercontinental Championship. And now there's like 50 million more combinations we could get.
Yeah, because you also could throw in at some point Joe Hendry. I think that's the great thing about the mid-card range right now on both sides is that there are so many possible combinations you can do for months and it really not get boring. We know the eventual thing for the United States title. We kind of got a glimpse of that on Friday night. But it's like there's like 10 people that could challenge Tricky right now. And there's 10 people that could challenge Penta. It's just pure fun for when it comes to the mid-card titles right now.
Yeah, I think they really are popping off when, you know, the big world heavyweight titles or the big world titles are on Cody and Reigns again. Gunther's getting a shot. Jacob Fatu is something new over on that side. Happy to see it. But for me, that excitement is coming from the mid-card championships and just seeing who shows up. And it started, you know, back when Carmelo and Ilya were doing open challenges for the US title and we were getting so many combinations of these talented mid-card wrestlers. And it's continuing now. As you said, we got a bit of a taster of Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes, but we got to see it more. And I could say the same thing about so many different combinations of people down here. And we brought up a bunch more NXT folks, and as you say, Joe Hendry, Ricky Saints, Ethan Page, who are just bolstering already powerful divisions and potentially opening up those spots for the Trick Williams of the world, for the Pentas of the world to go challenge for the world championships. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for Penta to be challenging for a world title in the next 12 months. I think he's got the popularity for it, for sure.
I would absolutely love him winning the Rumble next year. If he wasn't to win the King of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
I would love him to win the Rumble. I think it would be an amazing moment. It would also be almost 21 years to the day that Ray won the Rumble. Mm-hmm. I think it would be, I think Penta, I think, is the guy they have been looking for since Ray's star kind of started petering off because of his age, for a Latin star. I think Penta is going to be huge and I would be all for it.
Choo-choo, get on board. Well, we're going to go into our entrance theme this week because it seems conveniently timed. It is that of Penta, and it is playing for you right about now.
We'll be right back.
Back to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. Gonna just jump one of the matches, go straight into the World Tag Team Championships from Saturday night's main event, The Vision, retaining against the Street Profits, but Logan Paul unfortunately picking up an injury.
Yep, and then what's left of The Vision decided to do a Freebird, and now we have Bron Breakker in the tag team with a very intense Austin Theory that's very pissed off right now, apparently.
He did dial it up to 10 and decide to attack like 16 dudes with steel chairs throughout the night.
Yeah. Which I'm all for, because I like Austin Theory. I want to see him get something that can stick. Personally, I think positivity, the theory of positivity, I think would work better than anything he's done with The Vision. But that's neither here nor there. I love the straight stuff they've been doing, the Street Profits, the way they don't really trust Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is trying to get them on his side. Montez Ford had a heck of a night on Raw Monday night. And I think, I don't know what they're doing with the Street Profits. I think eventually they probably will end up winning the titles off The Vision. I just worry that we missed the boat on a potential star with Montez Ford.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Obviously, they do keep defaulting to that tag team, but there is something there, and there can still be something there. We just got to see if they are going to pull the trigger. With all of the injuries that have happened in The Vision, I imagine there's going to be a bit of a shake-up to the plan for that as well. Maybe Seth Rollins does end up redefecting. I don't know. There's going to obviously be a bit of a change of direction with Logan Paul out for a little while. So let's see what we get. And maybe Joe Hendry will find another song, given Logan Paul's going to be gone for a little while. Women's Tag Team Championship was also on the line, Paige, and Brie Bella coming out with the win and still the championships.
No surprise there. Yeah, it does feel like it is a holding pattern. I am interested in seeing a match with Bayley and Lyra Valkyrie versus the current champions. I don't know if that's like the eventual out for this storyline. Because it does feel like they're dancing around each other right now, but not trying to cross paths. Although the stuff that Bayley has been doing on X has been fun with shots towards Paige while Paige has been taking shots back. I don't know. It's some entertainment from the division that for the title that doesn't really need to exist, but exists because we couldn't have the mid-card women's championships for some reason.
Yeah, that is fair. I think for me, it is just a holding pattern, and we'll see what happens when Nikki Bella is back. And until then, they'll put on some good tag team matches for sure. Jumping to Clash in Italy, we've talked about a couple of the matches already. Let's talk Obafemi, Brock Lesnar 2. It is all signed, sealed, and delivered. They will collide once more.
Yeah, I love Oba, and I love the fact that during the segment when he came out to Heyman, that he spent his the entirety of the segment not only giving what he gave on the, but he was prepared for Brock to try to sneak attack him again, because he kept looking behind him. He had a fist up ready to fight. It's the little things that make Oba, I think, a major star in the near future. Unfortunately, law of averages, unless you're Cody Rhodes, you lose match two against Brock Lesnar if you win match one.
I'm refusing. I don't budge. So I'm going with Oba demolishes Brock a second time and goes into the King of the Ring, wins the King of the Ring, goes to SummerSlam to face Roman Reigns, and wins over there. Okay, I'm not giving up on that. I know it's Brock Lesnar's hometown in SummerSlam. I know there's that there and doing a third match. I know, but I'm not giving up.
Who says that you can't win the King of the Ring while also having a third match with Brock Lesnar? That's a stipulation match.
Yeah, as long I don't know. I don't know if there's another pay per view in between the two. I'd have to take another look at the schedule.
There is Night of Champions next.
Mm-hmm. I think normally the tournament finals happen there, but I don't think that's been announced this year.
I thought it was announced that the King of the Ring was going to be a Netflix special.
Well, maybe I should have my ears to the ground more. I maintain still Oba wins. I know for sure LA Knight's in it. I can say that one. He made that one clear, even if the Usos didn't want him in the bloodline business. He did say, hey, I'm still entering. I still want my shot. Do I think LA Knight wins? No, LA Knight never wins. He's there for you to get your hopes up and then dash them by him losing. But while you're looking that one up, I will jump to Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu. As much as I want to see a title change on this one, I do think that Roman Reigns is going to hold on to it. But it's pretty much a copy-paste from what I said in the last pay-per-view when these two went head-to-head. If Jacob Fatu wins it, awesome, let's go this direction, let's double down on the man. But the most likely outcome, you never bet against Roman Reigns, especially when the title's on the line, comes out on top and heads into a feud with presumably the winner of the King of the Ring, be it Oba, be it LA Knight, be it somebody else. There's a few options for him for sure.
Yep. I think that's the fun of this. I think the fun of this one is that, unlike previous tribal combat matches, it's not as clear cut. We were always like, yeah, Roman will win. It doesn't make sense. We want to see the other option occur because it would be surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But there was little chance. I think there's actually a decent chance that they could pull the trigger. I don't believe they will, but nothing would surprise me, to be honest.
But they could, and that's what they got you believing.
And I just think it would be more interesting to have Roman have to acknowledge Fatu rather than having Fatu just fall in line.
Hey, I'm all here for it. WWE Championship also on the line, Cody Rhodes versus Gunther. Now, if you were going to ask me what if one of the world titles were going to change hands in Italy, which was it be, I would probably pick this one over the heavyweight.
And I would be the opposite, because I don't see the championship changing hands here. I really think the plan is for Orton to beat Cody for his 15th title reign, probably at SummerSlam. Maybe some of that is just me being tired of Gunther holding a world title or a title in general.
That is fair. I think the man has held a title for like 80 to 90% of his main roster run. Or even, you know, including NXT UK and stuff in there as well. So he does usually have a championship around his waist. I get it. I do think when you look at the championships, there is a few money matches floating around. That Rhea Charlotte match, the Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton's, the Roman Reigns, Oba Femi. How many of them are we going to get at SummerSlam is my question. But I'm happy to get them all. You know, I'm not gonna be sad that we're gonna have some banger matches. And it does open up Gunther to go and do something else. Maybe he enters the King of the Ring as well. He wants another shot. Maybe we get a Gunther Oba Femi match during King of the Ring. Not gonna cry. We are running out of time, but there is another event this weekend. Clash in Italy is just one of them. We've also got the AAA event. I'm just going to run the card real quick. Just first impressions. AAA Cruiserweight Championship is on the line. Laredo Kid coming in as champion, but it is Rey Fénix, Penta's brother, on the other side. Do you think Rey Fénix maybe picks up some AAA gold?
Wouldn't surprise me. I think of all the people that they send down there, I think Rey would be one of the most accepted to win it. So I wouldn't have Why a problem not? With it.
Let's lock in Rey Fénix there. Talking about WWE sending down some talent. The World Tag Team Championships for AAA also on the line. Pagano and Psycho Clown coming in as champion. War Raiders from the main roster down there as challengers. Are the War Raiders, though, going to pick up a title?
I want to say yes, but I already gave Rey the Cruiserweight Championship, so I'll go no. But I don't know a lot about the AAA roster and the guys that are currently the champion. So I'll just say they'll retain, and War Raiders will give them a hell of a match to showcase them.
Sweet, as the Latin American Championship also on the line, Dr. Wagner Jr. and Vikingo, that match will go how that match goes, but I gotta fit in the mask versus mask, El Grande Americano versus original El Grande Americano, what will presumably be an interference fest. We picking Kaiser Americano?
I think so. I don't think any of the issues that Kaiser had legally will have any issues with him, because the stories that's come out afterwards, it's like, yeah, I get it. He turned himself in. He's doing everything right. I don't think it'll hurt him.
Yeah, I was definitely a little scared when the news first hit about his arrest. But as you say, the more details that come out, presuming, you know, the details are correct, so the storyline only ends with Chad Gable being unmasked. It's the only logical outcome for it. And surely we're going to commit to it, and I'm excited to see it, and the crash out and the everything that's going to come from it. Well, we will know for sure next week, though, when we come back to talk to you about the results from Italy and AAA, but for now, that is all we have time for. It's been great talking to you.
Bye, B.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, and our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp. And we will catch you next week. The prize right in front of my eyes, taking up the sky's the limit, got no time to waste. Tonight's the big goal, strike quick but creep slow. The competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from 3, go, press X to reload. Deadly still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crap stunning. Never win ever on record, there's no one to protect you. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.